This is the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market in Darien, Georgia. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold, how are you?
I'm great, coach. Well, this past Saturday, just 2 days ago, we made a long trip across the state
to
Mitchell County, Camilla, Georgia.
Long bus ride. I'm glad we played at 5, or we'd still be on the road.
I know you are. I've seen a couple of your players since the game, and they said, you know, it's weird kicking off in the daylight instead of in the dark. And it took some of them a little while to get used to the game having started because of the 2.5-hour time difference that y'all usually play. But they were tickled that they got done early so they could get home before midnight instead of 2 or 3 in the morning. So anyway, well, coach, that's the first round of the state playoffs.
Yeah, it's kind of plan been coming together. You know, we talked about staying the course, and the last 3 ball games going in with some momentum, and so it paid off, and now we're 4 wins in a row.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Mitchell County, a very athletic team.
Yeah, they were very athletic. They were scary athletic.
And we went over there and did what we needed to do and came home with a 32-6 victory. Yep. Why don't you talk about, take us through starting off the game and the highlights.
All right. And it was kind of two opposite style offenses facing each other. They were an up-tempo spread team, and we put some of the Claxton game plan in for that. That was really the last time we saw the up-tempo spread. And then, so we were, you know, ball control. So we saw a defense that was really designed to stop the run and junk that up. We were able to hit a play-action pass, you know, right before the half. So it started off 6-0. We couldn't get to the quarterback, and we didn't contest a couple of deep balls, and they scored on us and missed the 2-point conversion. So they were up 6-0 in the first quarter, and really at the start of the second, we were still having trouble adjusting to their tempo, and they were stopping us enough that we couldn't set the tempo, so that was not good. Then as we went on, we had some things happen in our favor, and we were able to score, and right before the half, we were up 14-6 and hit Monte Stokes, Will Fillmore did, on a deep ball, which got them off our run game a little bit. And once that happened, we were able to take control, so it was 20-6 at the half, and then coming into the scoreless third quarter. We had a big drive in the third quarter that lasted over 6 minutes, 14 plays, and we drained the clock into the fourth quarter and then scored a few plays into the fourth quarter. So that was one of our big drives. I think the coaches said we had 3 drives, 5-plus minutes.
That's good. That's good. That's what you wanted to do, too. That's the game plan. Understand they didn't have a play clock on their scoreboard, did they?
No, they had it on the – on the side, on the field, is a portable play clock.
Yeah, hard for the quarterback to find.
No, he did a pretty good job. He had one time he got lost in translation, but I'd given him a lot of instructions. He forgot to look at the clock. I took a timeout and covered that up. But he did a really good job milking the clock. In fact, I don't think some of our fans and some of their fans understood what we were doing. We were up 26-6.
Uh-huh.
And we were not snapping the ball until 7 to 5 seconds to go. And some of their coaches were going, snap the ball. We're here to play, coach. And some of our fans were going, snap the ball. What are you waiting on? I'm like, we're up. We're going to run the clock out.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, you know, you've been doing this all season that way. And it's got positive results, and here we win the first round of the state playoffs, going to the second round. Statistically, how did we do versus Mitchell County?
We had 309 yards total offense. We had 276 rushing and 33 in the air.
So. That 33 came on that one pass.
Yeah, we could have thrown more. I'm not that we don't want to throw the ball. It's just we want to throw on our terms. And,
right.
We did, and we took advantage of that to give us a bigger halftime lead. And there were some other times that the opportunity was there to throw, but it was more important to bleed the clock than it was to throw. So that's ended up what we did. We ended up with a big big victory. They had 3 yards rushing, and I think they were 10 of 26 passing for 144 yards, one touchdown and an interception.
I couldn't make the long trip, but I listened to it on the radio. Well, actually, on the internet radio. Yeah. They were broadcasting the game. And one thing that I found interesting, especially as the game wore on, was the announcer didn't know much about Buccaneer football. But he was commenting that when Will Jones was running the ball, that there seemed to be fewer tacklers going after him. And sometimes when he'd run over them, they wouldn't try to get up and go after him.
He hit somebody on their sideline, and I don't know if they found all the parts to his helmet or not yet. But he hit somebody pretty good on their sideline. And made him go, ooh. He had a big ball game. He had three touchdowns, a two-point conversion, played well on defense, had a couple of good kickoffs. He played well.
I know the pressure you say on that drive that they scored on, that we weren't getting the pressure on the quarterback, but – I know later in the game we were, and we had a big interception in that game.
Yeah,
too,
what the adjustment ended up being, we were playing with a nickelbacker, but we were playing him in more of a zone read, run pass type scenario. And
yeah.
They would come up to the line of scrimmage and do a fake hard count to try to lure us off sides, and then they would check with the coach. So the coach was looking while they were doing that hard count. He was looking to see what he wanted to run, and he would signal the play in after that. So we were moving around, and the scheme was fine, but – they converted a few third downs. So what we did, they were double-teaming Quan Proctor sometimes. If he'd get past the tackle, the back would be on him. So he wasn't getting to the quarterback. And in the offensive game, a quarterback has a three-step game, quick throws, and a five-step. And we like to deny the five-step. And we weren't doing that. So they were converting some third downs. So I pulled Quan off the line, put him man-to-man coverage against that kid, like I did Fred Gibson 20 years ago at Waycross.
Yeah.
He didn't catch a pass. And they moved him to the one receiver, two receiver, three receiver, motioned him, and Quan just went with him. And they were getting so mad because their check system now was 10-on-10. And
yeah.
They weren't ready for that. So I think that was the biggest move adjustment we made in the ball game, was to be able to do that. And probably the second one, I started understanding what they were checking to. So we were giving them run checks late in the game, up 26-6. Making them run the ball. Well, if you're making them run the ball, what's the clock? The clock's running.
That's right.
So once they got two or three first downs, and they figured, well, the time we get down there, the game's over. So then they stopped running and started throwing again.
And by then it was too late.
Yeah, so we had a good time. It was a good time. That was against a really good team. That coach, Pinckney, is in his first year there. He played there. He's from Camilla.
He was a quarterback there.
Yeah, played under Holtz at South Carolina. For year one, they're doing really well. They got a young team, too. They're going to be really special in years to come.
What did he have to say about our team after the game?
He was complimentary on our game plan and felt like we played hard and physical football, which is what I want. That's our brand.
That's our brand. All right. Well, there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447. Or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Jets RX. Coach, well, back to the Mitchell County game. It's a big victory for the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs here. Now, after a long trip, Who were your leaders on offense in this game?
We balanced it up pretty good. I think Will Jones had the most carries, but that's a fullback load that we place on that in that position. He had like 15 carries, 71 yards, and three touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. And Juan Proctor had like 10 carries, 76 yards. Urise had like 8 carries, 107 yards. So it was pretty balanced out. You know, we hit DeMonte Stokes for a touchdown. It's been really a learning experience for me. You know, as a head coach, you think you're ready for all situations. And I didn't realize how I had gotten used to, how much I'd gotten used to a feature back until this year. And it's been really neat. It's, you know, how we don't really have anybody to key on. We're just a solid offense and share the wealth. You know, a lot of kids get to touch the ball. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of backs carry the ball Friday night. I know DeAndre Bacon carried. I know Ladarius West carried it. Quan Proctor, Jerese Campbell, Tyrese Campbell, Will Jones, Quan Proctor, Will Fillmore, DeMonte Stokes. I add up, it's a lot of people touching the ball.
Well, that's good. You get 8 or 9 players carrying the ball, it makes it tough on the defense to concentrate on anybody.
It does. I think that's why we've been playing well on defense, is we've been able to play our better players over there and just rest the offense when we need to.
Well, how about your defensive stars in the game?
Defensively, we had some really good play Friday night. Quan Proctor, I think, stole the show with being able to play multiple positions in that man coverage against a receiver. Will Jones had a great ball game. Lake Linton, Ladarius West, they all had good. And I guess the one that really impressed me the most was, you know, when you're a corner, you're out there on the island, and they threw the ball a lot. And I think Jalen Rogers broke up 4 passes.
That's good.
Yeah, all those three. I think 3 of them were in the end zone too.
So, oh wow.
Yeah, that was big. And then Colby Reed had an interception. And we had a couple pass breakups as well. Jalen Dallas broke a pass up. Nearly a pick 6. DeAndre Bacon almost intercepted a screen. He knocked it down. So our defense is having fun. That's good.
Well, you're not giving up very many points in ball games right now.
No, we've given up, 12 in the last 16 quarters?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty outstanding. And you're playing some pretty good teams right now, too. I mean, yeah. Mitchell County, what were they? They were the number 2 seed in that region over there and had a good record. And they're very athletic on film, and went over
Georgia,
there.
One of the Georgia media outlets sent a little thing out that had us the 10th finishing the season as the 10th best defense in single A as far as giving up scores.
Yeah.
I think we're like 10-point-something a game, or no, 13-point-something a game, and 13.7, which was, you know, pretty good. That's less than 2 touchdowns a game.
Well, is that adding in the 6A schools that we played?
Yeah, so if you knock the 6As out, it goes down pretty dramatically.
Yeah, if you just look at the region games and the single A schools
played. You know, Metter beat us 28-6 or 7, whatever it was, and they averaged 40-something points a game, so we were the only team, I think, all year that held them below their average.
That's great. Well, you're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, that was a great win. Now we move to round 2. And we had talked about this in our previous meeting, that if things fell right, we might be able to get a home game in the second round. And we do, right. We're excited. The number 4 seed, Manchester, knocked off the number 1 seed, Georgia Military College. And they say college, but I think that's academy, isn't it? They're part of the college over there. But anyway, they knocked them off, and now they get to make the trip over here. I know you've seen the film on them. The records between our school and their school are identical.
Yep.
The points that both teams have produced throughout seasons, almost identical, with just a couple points. And the points given up by both teams is almost identical. Wow. So you're talking about, after 10, 11 games, and it's ironic that you come down to this with two teams so evenly matched on paper. What do you see out of these Manchester Blue Devils that's coming here?
Well, they're big, real big, big and physical. They move well, they're quick. They don't have a ton of team speed. They got a few kids that can, run pretty well, receiver here, back there. Overall, team speed is in our favor, size is in their favor for sure. Both of us are physical. It's going to boil down to who makes the fewest mistakes. So I hope that's we didn't have any turnovers Saturday. We took one away from them, so that was big.
Well,
special teams too, Harold, is going to play a big role. You know, Friday people didn't, or Saturday rather, people don't realize what role the special teams played. We pressured 2 punts Saturday. and got a short field and were able to score. So those two plays alone flipped, you know, helped flip things.
Yeah, that snap over the punter's head, and we recovered it deep.
Yeah, and we've, you know, Will Jones is punting well right now. If when he booms one, he can flip the field. And if you're playing, you flip the field and you're playing good defense, that helps set the offense up. So then you can say, well, coach, you're helping your defense out by keeping their offense off the field. So that's good. We're all kind of, you know, living off each other. So that's good.
Okay. Okay. What about their key players, though? Are they a pretty athletic team?
Manchester is really big. They have a defensive end and defensive tackle on the defensive line. They're special players. They don't come around often, so you better enjoy those guys when you do coach them.
Right.
We've got to figure out how to block these guys and what to do with these guys in the next few days of practice. Then their linebacking core is big, big and physical. They are young in the secondary. They're led by one senior, and then they've got freshmen and sophomores in the secondary that we can tell. So we feel like if we can get into that level with a run-pass game, we can be okay. You know, getting past their front is going to be a big deal with what we do. Then on offense, they're a classic wing T, run the ball. So this game, Harold's going to be quick. It's going to be like a Jenkins County game. It's going to be a fast ball game. 2, 3, 4 possessions a quarter is going to be about it.
Both teams are going to run the ball, very little passing.
Fans are going to be like, this is an hour and a half ball game. This thing's over.
Well, we don't mind as long as we're on top at the end of it now. I had a question for you, and you went, I forgot it. But how about their quarterback? Does he throw very much? Is he a running quarterback?
Real big kid. Like last week's kid is real big. Plays basketball. It looks like they cater a little bit. They run the ball hard. Then when they get in his what he likes to do, they get in some spread and throw the ball. He also throws some deep ball play action that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like us. They want to throw the ball deep, get you off the run, and sting you if they can. So we got to dodge that. Make some plays on that. And we've got to get some pressure on him when we get the opportunity.
Yeah, I was looking at some film that I saw on them, and they got the running back number 4, Trey Dunlap. It looks like he's the heavyweight on the rushing, and also they pass to him a little bit too.
Yeah,
he looks pretty quick.
He's a wing back. Their two fullbacks are 14 and 23, and he's one of the wing backs. He's a good ball player. They run the counters with him. That's part of their counters and jets are his main plays.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network right after these commercials.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Now open, the Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. The same neighborhood friends and family you remember, except now locally owned and operated. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, the Coastal Market Grocery Store is your new hometown grocery store stop.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market in downtown Darien. All right, Coach. While the commercials were going on, we were talking about some of their players, and you told me about a defensive end monster guy that they've got, and that they've got a really big defensive line. So, how are we going to handle these guys?
Well, they're small guy on the defensive line, 255 all the way up to 366. So they're
366 sounds like a pro football line, or Georgia Bulldog line.
The linebackers are 240 to 250.
My goodness.
So they're big. So we've got, we've got number 57 is a real special player. So we're going to have to really know where he is on the field at all times and know what we're going to do with him and not do with him. So.
Now, is he a linebacker?
So he's a defensive end.
Defensive end.
Yeah.
So run at him or run away from him?
Or under him or around him. big nose guard that's, he doesn't make a lot of plays, but he comes off the ball real well. He's hard to block. The defensive tackle's a really good player. And they've changed defensive ends on one side a little bit, so we don't know which one we're going to get there, but we'll be ready for both of them.
We going to be able to pass against them?
I hope so. If we don't, we'll be all over us defensively, so we're going to have to take some shots downfield like we usually do. If they don't want to honor that, then we may score. If they honor it, then our run game ought to open up. They'll just have to pick their poison there.
Do they have a lot of kids going both ways on those lines?
They've got, in fact, right now I've got that information here. I was looking at it earlier today. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players playing both ways full-time.
Most of them linemen?
1, 2, 3, 4 or more.
Well, that can be an advantage for us because
that's a big guy. That's where, gonna get a little tired.
Just hang in there and get them worn down a little bit, and let our speed take over.
That's what we're hoping. But we're sure not going.
What's that old saying? Speed never takes a playoff.
We're not going to beat them running straight into them. I don't think we're gonna have to run by them and run around them.
Okay. Okay, well, that's the game plan for this coming Friday night. Sounds like it's going to be a war in the trenches again.
It is. It's going to be big. Our kids are going to have to play well. But, everybody's not bad this round, so we're in the final.
No. You get to this point in the playoffs, you're right.
Yeah, we're at the point right now here where we've been ranked all year. We've been in the 10th to 20th mode. If we win this ball game, we're going to the Elite Eight. So
yeah.
That breaks the top 10 permanently, so. We'll see.
And that's a big deal.
Yep.
Well, anything else you want to tell us about the game?
That's about it. I hope we have a good fan section come out. I'd love to see our student section come out. I know the community will be excited, and they'll be really excited if we win this one. So.
They will. If we win this one, then I was looking at the brackets, and Tryon, which is up in Northwest Georgia, plays Wilcox County, which is kind of, I call it Central Georgia.
Yeah.
Those two, so we get the winner of that matchup in the next game.
I just like to be in the game, so we win that, means we're playing one of them.
We're going
to
play one of them somewhere.
Wilcox County has a coach I'm familiar with, Rob Stowe. He's from, I saw him when he was at Gilmer. And if we play up in Tryon, that's close to my hometown, so I think we'll get some pick up some Dade County fans on the way out of that ball game.
All right. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, I remember Tryon. I don't believe we've ever played them in football before, but we used to wrestle against them in state playoffs and so forth, state bench.
They got a kid named Rob Brown. He's rushed for 400-something yards last ball game. So we'd have to have a plan for that one.
Well, maybe he'll rush for 400 against Wilcox and be worn out for us if we can get there.
Wilcox is closer, and Tryon's be kind of neat for me personally, but I don't care which one we play as long as we're there.
I agree, Coach. I agree. But before we get to that game, we got to get through this
one game. One and no seasons. So this is going to be another one game season.
Well, it's what do we got for preparation for this game? Same thing every week that you've been doing? Keep everything on the same?
Yeah, we're back on regular schedule now. I guess the biggest prep I've gotten is, everybody, regular season was over. They didn't know if we'd have a home game, so restocking the concession stand, painting the field. Do we have enough paint? Make sure the sprinkler system doesn't flood the field. Getting gate workers. Just all, I haven't even done the contract yet. I got to send that in a little while to the coach.
Uh-huh. There's a lot that goes on getting ready for a ball game. And then you got to coach the players.
Yep.
And get ready for the game plan.
Today, so we'll do all the planning today.
Okay. What else can you tell us?
That's about it. I'm excited for our community and for these young men mostly. I'm super excited for them. I can tell they were enjoying themselves Friday night.
That's good. Well, we hope they enjoy themselves on this next Friday night.
Yeah, it's at home. Win or lose, they've worked hard for a home football game, and they're in top 16. And we have a chance, I think, really, the next few weeks, this game included, in the next few weeks, to be competitive for playoffs. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I am too. This is a good team, and they just got to keep their heads in there for the full 48 minutes.
Yep.
48 minutes of football, one play at a time.
That's it.
Anything on what you think the big keys in this game might be?
You know, anytime in tight ball games, you've got three, four, five things that are the difference in the ball game. You always hope that those go in your favor. And our guys have been trying to do the fundamental things as well as they can. I was pretty pleased with most of that. We had just a couple of goofy things Friday night. We had a couple of holds away from the play. And I don't understand that. We've got to be smarter than that. But, you know, we got errors less than you can count them on one hand this time of year. That's wonderful if you can just correct a few things and go play.
Right. And I've seen that in games in the past, not only in our game but in other games that you watch on TV. A sweep out to one side and you get a hold on the other side, which is
doesn't make any sense.
Why are you doing that?
That's a part of the game our guys got to realize is, hey, I don't need to do things like that. You know, if a point of attack, you get a hold, you just do. But when block is not that relevant to the play, you've done your best and you can't make the play, then let's not get a flag.
Be a spectator at that point.
Yeah. We told the guy one of our plays that was going to be a big play. We're down 6-0. I knew we needed a big play. We've been struggling. And this last week at practice, I said, this is going to be a big play. Let's get it right. So it was. Quan Proctor broke probably a 70-yard-plus run. He got hawked down by the backside corner, but it still got us in position to score.
67 yards. I saw it on the highlight film. Yeah, he did. He got to the outside, and when he went down the sideline, I was surprised he got caught.
Yeah, but on the backside corner, played it perfect. Backside corner supposed to save a touchdown inside the 10.
Yeah.
That kid was well coached there.
Yeah, they did. He got him. But we did finally take it in, I think, on the next play. So.
Yeah, they were gassed.
They were gassed. That's what we want to do to these big guys. Let's make them run down the field and gas them. Well, Coach, that's our time for today. Congratulations on the big win. It's a great season. So far, we're in the second round of the playoffs. We've got the Manchester Blue Devils.
Yes.
I don't even know where Manchester comes from. I think it's in the Columbus.
Close to Columbus.
That's what I was told. So, but anyway, they're going to be here Friday night, kickoff 7:30, and we're looking for another exciting Buccaneer game.
Yeah, they'll be here close. I don't know what county that is. I've often wondered. But they play Taylor County.
They play over there, Region 5. And they, Taylor County, Sly County, that's their group. They're all in there.
They're probably a little bit northeast of Columbus, it looks like. I still don't see exactly where they are.
I wonder if they're in Coweta. I don't know. Well, anyway, Coach, they've got a long drive. And I hope they get tired.
Yes, they do.
All right. Well, we'll be back next Monday to talk about.
They're in Meriwether County.
They're in Meriwether County.
Yep.
All right. From the city of Manchester.
Yep.
Never seen that city before.
I've seen the city, but I didn't know what county they were in.
They're in Meriwether.
Yep.
Almost to the state line. Not quite.
It's going to be probably a 4.5-hour drive for them.
Yep. That's good.
There's three. I'm making it here, so you're looking at probably, an hour and a half today.
Doesn't look like an easy drive either. All right. Well, that'll end this week's show, and we'll be back next week with the highlights and talk about the Manchester game. All right. Coach, have a great day.
Appreciate it, Aaron.
Go Bucks.